Zechariah Perek Zayin and Ches are, as Rabbi Chaim Angel says in his Sefer on Zechariah Malachi, he says, these comprise the last dated prophecy in Tanakh to the fourth year of Darius, the fourth year of Daryavesh, or 518 before the Common Era. So anything else that's going to come in terms of a Nevuah is not going to be connected to a specific date when the vision was seen. So this is late in terms of the era of the Nevi'im. And it also is the only time in Tanakh, he says, that people pose a halachic question to both the prophets and the priests. And it's a very interesting question indeed, and something that will make sense to us, I think, as we go on. By Yehi Bishnas Arba'ah LeDaryavesh HaMelech, it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius, Hoya Dvar Hashem El Zechariah Arba'ah LaChodesh HaTishi'i B'Chislev. And interestingly, it uses the Babylonian, the pagan name for the month that we use. Ironically, I was just at a Yom Iyun about Nach over the weekend. Wonderful set of shiurim. And one of the things that was pointed out in a great shiur about Shavuos and the Karban Omer, he pointed out that the Essenes of all people, the people who refused to accept the Mesorah of Rabbinic Judaism, and they were a sect that died out in the time of the Second Beis HaMikdash, they refused to use the phrases for the months that we use when we are Mevarchim HaChodesh even today. They only called it Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni. So on the one hand, you could praise them for being very connected to the biblical description, but on the other hand, what that shows is a complete and utter unwillingness to embrace the change of the Jewish people that have kept us alive for the last 2,000 years, which is one of the reasons they died out. So this Nebuah happens on the fourth of the ninth month, the fourth day of Chodesh Kislev. Vayishlach Beis El, says Pasuk Beis, and sent to Beis El by Shar Etzer v'Regem Melech v'Anashav, Shar Etzer and Regem Melech and his people sent to Beis El l'chalos es p'nei Hashem, to daven before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is while the Beis HaMikdash is being built, the second Beis HaMikdash. And Shar Etzer and Regem Melech are righteous men, Rashi tells us. They're tzaddikim. And they sent word to their kinsmen in Beis El to daven before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim on their behalf. So Beis El is close enough that they could make the trip exactly where Shar Etzer and Regem Melech are, Rashi says, Shehayu B'Bavel. So they sent word to Eretz Yisrael, go daven for us. You know, like all of those ads, get somebody to go daven by the Kaisel. And they wanted to find out what the next step should be halachically. Gimel lemor el ha-kohanim asher leveis Hashem tzivakos, to say to the kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, vel ha-neviim lemor, and to the prophets. Who are the prophets? So Radak says this is Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, but Targum Yonasan says this is to the Sofrim, to write down the question, to communicate the question. Prophecy on demand is something that's not always an easy thing to arrange. And their question was very simple, and yet very deep, and something that concerned them obviously greatly. Lemar ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi, shall I weep in the fifth month? He nazir, abstaining, as a nazir does, kasher osisi zeh kameshanim, as I have done for these many years. So what's the fifth month? We just said that Kislev is the ninth month. So they're getting way ahead of the game. They're getting ready for the fifth month, considering the biblical year starting in Nisan, the fifth month is Av. So the Shaila is a very simple Shaila. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 10th, technically, of Tisha B'Av. The 10th of Av, not the 10th of Tisha B'Av. The fire starting on the 7th and burned until the 10th. The second Beis HaMikdash would later be destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And the commonality between the first Beis HaMikdash three-day destruction that included Tisha B'Av and the second Beis HaMikdash being completely destroyed on Tisha B'Av is why we keep that tainus, says Ibn Ezra. The Gemara Tainus does have an opinion that the first Beis HaMikdash was technically also destroyed on Tisha B'Av itself. But do we fast on Tisha B'Av, basically? Do we fast on our fast in Av, as we always have for so many years, because here we are rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Should we fast on Tisha B'Av if the Beis HaMikdash is being constructed? So Radak has a very interesting psychological insight to this. Ki adayin lo hayu ma'aminim b'binyan habayis m'pnei ha'oivim shehashivoso es hamalachim. We have the problem is that the adversaries caused the work to be stopped for so many years. So they've heard from their kin in Eretz Yisrael that Beis HaMikdash construction has resumed, but they're not sure they believe it. Their faith is weakened, the Radak implies. And so they don't really believe that the time has come to abrogate Tisha B'Av. Matsudas David has a slightly different take. He says this was not significant to the Jews of Bavel because the Eretz Yisrael Jews were not an independent nation. They didn't have, so-called, a state of Israel at this time. So the tainus of Tisha B'Av is not just the destruction, the churban of the Beis HaMikdash itself, but also the loss of Jewish sovereignty. So should we still be keeping that fast day to remember the first Beis HaMikdash, remember the tragedies that occurred? Now, the question, according to most of the Mefarshim, also included Asar B'Teves and Shavas B'Tammuz and Tzom Gedalia, because those are also part of the Churban experience. So they're not just asking about Tisha B'Av. They mention Tisha B'Av because that's the primary fast of the Churban, but they mean all four of the rabbinic fasts that are about the Churban Bayis Rishon. Do we still keep the Tainus during the second Beis HaMikdash time period or not? And Hashem, in his response through the Nevi'im, is going to take very seriously the question and the depth of feeling that underlie this Shaila.